A couple of things. There was some discussion about the financial impact of the proposed assessment south of the SLU, and I just wanted to provide you some examples of financing. Normally, when we do these LIDs, most people don't finance or they don't pay the assessments in full when they eventually become due. Just to use a couple of examples, the smallest combined assessment south of the SLU is, if you don't change the assessment methodology, is $16,489.65. My best estimate based on current bonding rates is if that were financed over 20 years, that would be $129.30. Using International Paper as an example, their proposed assessment is $155,473.84. That would work out, according to current rates, $1,191.26. And of course, if you adopted the modified square footage assessment methodology, those numbers would come down in both of those examples. There was some comment, somebody commented that they were being assessed for 134 trips and they had done their own traffic count, if you will, and they had a lower trip volume. It's important to note that the trip volume methodology is predicated on future and potential use, not necessarily what is there today. The other thing is, to the extent there is a quote-unquote bias in terms of the ratio of current to future trips, you know, there's some degree of bias, if you will, across the entire LID. So it is entirely possible, for example, that north of the SLU, you wouldn't have the trip volume that was estimated by Alan, but to the extent that everybody's being treated the same in the sense that everybody's being treated according to future and potential benefit, it isn't like we took some properties and based it on current usage and took other properties and based it only on future usage. We looked at that future build-out across the board. There was also a comment or an allusion made to the East End Connector project in terms of additional funds being expended on this LID. I just want to make really clear for the record that very little of the funds for the East End Connector project came from an LID. All but a couple percentage points of that very large funding figure came from sources other than an LID. So I just think that's worth noting. And then finally, just to address two other points, there was a suggestion made by National Storage Centers that they weren't notified. I received pretty ongoing communication from them alleging that they hadn't been notified of the project. I've actually met with them in person in their local office. I've sent them correspondence to the legal address of record. Earlier this year, when they said they hadn't received any notification of the project, I sent them a return receipt letter to the mailing address of record. I got that return receipt signed by them as mailed to their San Francisco address, so they clearly received the communication at the mailing address of record. You know, the best I can assume is that they just simply didn't open up the mail that was addressed to them previously. So I just want to make crystal clear that over the past 2 to 3 years, I have endeavored to send everybody communication on this project. And then finally, there was a note about private access being available. We are simply making an assumption that either for routine access or emergency access, that the best way to provide that access, if we're going to provide it, is not having fire trucks or regular vehicles ramming down gates, but, you know, dedicating that right of way and providing legal public access for all parties concerned. What I would ask council to do is make a correction. I do apologize for this error, but before you make a roll call on the vote, and I'm happy to answer any other questions, I would just ask you to, on page 2 of Exhibit I, just change that total properties from 70 to 139 and change the revised percentage total from 80.8% to 100.0%.
Andrew, so the porch costs go up $700,000 under this proposal?
They would, if you look at page 2 of Exhibit I, the amount of the difference, should you choose to adopt this amendment?
$655,000
and some change.
Okay, so they go from essentially 1.3 to 2 million on this thing?
Yeah, they're up over, you know, they're up around $2 million, and the percentage goes from 53% up to about 80.8%.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yep. I'm going to move to adopt the modified square footage assessment methodology as proposed by the South Owner Coalition, as indicated in attachment 4 to the March 27th, 2007 memo from Andrew Abbey to the council.
Second.
Further discussion? Call the vote.
Adams.
Well, Andrew, I want to thank you for the effort that you put into this and your ongoing work on behalf of the Portland Office of Transportation. This is always a contentious issue. You always come, whenever you come before us, these are always contentious issues, so I appreciate your work. To the folks who have testified, I want to thank you for involving yourself in the process. These are balancing and improvement to the infrastructure in the city necessary to deal with the growth for which property is zoned for, which is what we have to balance against in terms of impacts to payers, is a tough job to do. But I appreciate whether you feel like you're on the winning end or losing end of this vote today, I want to appreciate and thank you for your involvement. Aye.
Leonard?
And I do think these are tough calls to make, but I think the balance is achieved with this proposal. Aye.
Saltzman.
I appreciate the work that you've done. I appreciate the cooperation of all the property owners, including the port, in looking at alternatives. And I do feel this alternative, to my mind, reflects the appropriate cost allocation, given what I think will be an eminently successful Cascade Station redevelopment. And I think a lot of trips a lot of customers are going to find their way to 92nd Drive as a way to get in and out of Cascade Station. So I think it's an appropriate allocation of the cost and reflects what I think are the benefits too. Aye.
Stan.
Well, I appreciate everyone working at it. I think Mr. Phillips did a good job of getting everybody together, and it's already passed, so congratulations. That being said, it just feels like it's unfair to the port to me. I think this is, you got different people involved, but we had the south side requesting we move forward on this, and then moving the port from $1.4 million to essentially $2 million at the request of the people who are saving the money just doesn't seem like, you know, there's a lot of middle ground in there. I would probably support something that was a little closer to a middle ground, but it's I think it's shifting too much of the cost. I do generally believe the trip methodology is the better methodology for transportation improvements, not square footage. And so while I can support a square footage strategy, not one that I think is this much of a deviation from the way we do it, no.
Potter.
Aye.
So we will be back here in 4 weeks after we re-notify the property owners of the changed amount. Thank you.
Okay. Recessed until 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Do we get together again?
Yes, at 3:30.
That's it. And where do we do that here?
The way I've explained it to him is it can either be his idea or he can be against it.
I think that's a good idea.
Well, when you're talking to him, though, he's like, oh, I got the votes. And I said, okay, Sam, I don't like to do that, but I talked to him about it. That's not what I'm hearing. Can be your idea or mine. Propose a solution. If not, I'll do it. We'll see. He's mad.
Is he?
I
Right, Dan?